Sadi. So, Simon Sadi, as you might have noticed, is very confusing. I made a little chart, two charts, which I'll pass out. If you think they may be helpful, then you could look at them. It might be the case that these charts will leave you more confused than you were beforehand, in which case, don't feel any obligation to use them. You should also correct them if you notice any mistakes. We're going to go through Simon Sadi a little more on the quicker side. If someone should find themselves that they're behind in the limud, they might want to skip it. Oh, man.
I'm a little short.
I am short. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't make enough copies. I apologize. I'll try to make more if anybody needs. Okay. So let's go through. We'll go through some of the basics. I don't know if we'll finish today, but if not, just planning. We'll definitely finish Bezras Hashem on Monday. So make sure that you've done Sadi Aleph for Monday. Sadi Aleph, you know, we're going to do relatively quickly because it's just the beginning. So hopefully by Wednesday, we'll at least begin Simon Sadi Beis, meaning a week from today, we'll begin Sadi Beis, just so you should pace yourselves. When it comes to Simon Sadi Beis, it is extremely, it's very confusing. Probably, I mean, a different type of confusing than Simon Sadi. In a sense, maybe the most confusing Simon in all of Basar B'Chalav. This will not necessarily totally alleviate the confusion, but it will somewhat alleviate the confusion, or at least help you figure out what you don't understand. It's very important for Simon Sadi Beis to go back to the Gemara and the Rishonim on that Gemara and to see them inside. If you just start from the Beis Yosef, one will be left very confused and probably with an incorrect understanding of the Sugya. So that's true, as we mentioned, for all Simanim, but I think especially true for Simon Sadi Beis. Okay, so Simon Sadi. The Gemara in Kuf Tes Amud Aleph writes that they did not allow you to cook the Kchal because the Kchal is the udder. So the udder of an animal has milk in it. There are milk ducts in the udder and it's full of milk. Now, mid-oraisa, there is no problem. You could go ahead and you could cook Kchal with other basar without doing anything. And that's because the milk in the chal is chalav shchuta. Chalav shchuta, as we saw earlier, does not create basar b'chalav midiraisa. However, midirabanan, they were gozer to treat chalav shchuta as chalav. And among other things, because it actually tastes exactly like chalav. So if you went ahead and you cooked your chal, let's say with other meat, so you would end up tasting something that tasted exactly like basar b'chalav. So therefore, they instituted a couple of things. Number one is that you should do kriya, shesi ve'erav, and push the chal against the wall. And when you do the kriya and you squeeze it really, really hard, then presumably you'll be able to get out all of the milk or almost all of the milk from this chal. Now, there are two very fundamental machlokos in this sugya. There are many, many more machlokos, but the two basic questions that come up, this explains also, you'll see, the machlokos between the Mechaber and the Ramban, both of these points. So question number one is, let's say I didn't do kriya, and I cooked this chal by itself, or without other basar, so I cooked it with potatoes. What's the halacha? Again, I'm supposed to do kriya, but I didn't. So what's the halacha? So again, everybody's going to agree that if I cook this chal with other basar, that it's going to be asar. Why? Because now you'll have basar that tastes like basar b'chalav. But let's say I didn't cook it with any other basar. I cooked it by itself. I cooked it with potatoes. What's the halacha? So Rashi writes that the chal is asr. Why? What happens when I cook this chal without having done kriya? The chalav goes out of the chal, and it comes back into the chal, and now the chal itself is going to taste like basar b'chalav, and therefore it's asar b'diaved if you don't do kriya. And this is the psak of the Ramah. However, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Dibur Maschil Hahu, the Rambam in Perk Tes Halacha Yud Beis, and others write that b'diaved it's mutter, and this is the psak of the Mechaber. Now, why is it mutter b'diaved? Because the chal itself didn't change its taste due to the chalav that went out and came back in. And therefore, you're not toim tam basar b'chalav. Apparently, the chal has a distinct taste from other meat, and the tam chalav in it is not noticeable to the same degree. And therefore, since this chal, it's only absorbed its own milk. It's not absorbed other milk. So therefore, b'diavad, it's going to be okay. So that's question one. Again, question one is, what if I don't do kriya kedin and I cook it by itself? Rashi and Rama asar, Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam mechaber mutter. The second question is, if I was mevashel chal that was nikra kedin with other basar. In other words, does this takan of doing kriya help to allow this chal to be treated like any other meat, in which case I would be able to cook it with other basar, or no? Even kriya shesi ve'erev, at least l'chatchila, only allows me to cook it by itself or with vegetables, but not to cook it with other things. So Shitas Rashi here is very ambiguous, and there are three opinions what Rashi held. The Sefer HaTruma and the Tur held that according to Rashi, it's asher l'chatchila to be mevashel it with other basar, but b'diavad, if you did so, it's mutter. So l'chatchila, you could never cook chal with other meat. B'diavad, if you did kriya, it's mutter. According to the Ravya and the Orzeruah B'das Rashi, even b'diavad, it becomes asar. You could never cook chal with meat and it asars b'diavad, even if you did kriya. And according to the Ran B'das Rashi, it's mutter, even l'chatchila, to be mevashel it with other meat. Once you've done kriya kedin, it's treated like any other basar. What about Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam's opinion? They hold that it's mutter l'chatchila. So again, according to Rashi, it's asar l'chatchila according to some, and even b'diavad according to some. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter l'chatchila. That's question number... That's the first two questions, I guess, concerning chal. One is kriya by itself. Two is kriya with other things. Now the next question we have to consider, which is very fascinating, is the Gemara. The Gemara in Sadi Zayin Amud Beis tells us the following. Chal b'shishim, the chal min haminyan. What that means is that, let's say I cooked my chal with other things. So the chalav in this chal is chalav d'rabanan. So how much does it asar? So I would think, okay, I need shishim. So you do. But the Gemara says, chal min haminyan. So if I have, the chal is one kezias, and I have 59 kezesim of potatoes, and I cook it all together, let's say according to Rashi, without kriya, it's going to be mutter. Or even if I cook it together with meat, one kezias of chal, 59 kezesim of regular meat, it's going to be mutter. What's the pshat? Because I have shishim keneged the chal of shebek chal, right? Because the chal is min haminyan, so the kezias of chal is mitzarif with the other 59 kezesim of meat to be mevatel the tam chal of shebal. The Gemara continues, though, the chal atzmo aser, the inafa l'kdera cheres oser. And the Gemara wonders, why is this? Elamiyatam lafa l'kdera sacheres lo yasor. And the Gemara answers, kevan damar v'yitzchak b'edirav misharshia v'chal atzmo aser, shavua rabbanan. So what's going on here? In other words, we seem to be treating chal in one of two ways. On the one end, we say chal min haminyan. On the other end, we say chal atzmo aser. So how do you understand this? So this is the major discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, says that the chal is min haminyan because the milk that's in it isn't balua betocho, it's kanas betocho. They're like pockets of milk. So we don't see it as meat that absorbed milk. Right, that's not the way to view chal. It's meat with little bubbles of milk inside of it. However, chal atzmo aser, because after you've cooked it, the chalav in the chal has a tam basar, and even if that eventually leaves that particular chalav esher l'sochto aser, or maybe gzeir Hashem alo yveshlanu yafen, it won't end up, you'll take it out prematurely before it leaves, and therefore we treat chal atzmo as aser. The Rashba gives actually two explanations, one in the Chidushim on Sadi Zayin Mabeis, but in Tursa Bayis he writes that the reason why we see Chal Atzmo Aser is because we're concerned that even after you've cooked it, some Chalav remains inside of it. That's the Pshat. So therefore, okay. The Ran says Chal Atzmo Aser is Mutter, because basically Chal is Mutter, just a piece of Basar. Why do we say, therefore it's mina minyan, sorry, chal is mina minyan. Why do we say chal atzmo aser? Because of maris ayin, shavua kechaticha din avela. Really, this doesn't make sense, but it's a din in maris ayin. The Rambam gives yet a fourth explanation. He says that this is a general rule throughout Shas, that you only need 59 keneged in iser derabanan. They were more makel. For Isurim Deraisa, you need Shishim Levatlam. For Isurim Derabanan, you need 59. So this isn't a special halacha concerning Chal. This is the regular halacha of Dinim Derabanan. Okay. So those are the shitos to explain the Gemara. Now, the question that the Shulchan Aruch deals with is the following question. Everybody agrees, again, that the first time I only need 59 additional kazesim. What about the second time? Right? And there could be two permutations of this question. So according to the Rush, I need, or we'll say the Rambam, we'll say it like that. According to the Rambam, Tes Yud Gimel, if I cook Chal the first time and I have 59 additional kazesim, the rest of the food is mutter, and if I take that same Chal, which we treat as Isser, because it became Aser, Chal Atzmo Aser, and I throw it into another kadeira, even the second time around, I'll only need 59 kazesim kenegdo, and so on and so forth. And presumably the reason is very simple, because even after I cooked it the first time, it's aser, but it's an iser derabanan. Iser derabanan, you only need 59 kenegdo. So the first time, you only need 59 additional kazesim, the second time, the third time, and so forth. The Rashba disagrees. He says the first time, you need 59 kenegdo. The second time, though, you would need shishim kenegdo. Why is that? The simple understanding is as follows. The first time, the chal itself is mutter. It's just the chal of hakanas betocho that's a problem. So the chal is min haminyan. But after I cooked it the first time, the chal itself became aser. And therefore, the second time around, I will need shishim kenegdo. And finally, there's actually a third view. This doesn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch, but I'll tell you it's interesting. It's a yesh omer min Iran that even if there was 59... Oh, sorry, I didn't say it good. So if there wasn't, according to the Rashba, if there was 59 the first time, you'd only need 59 the second time. But if there wasn't shishim the first time, then you'd need 60 the second time. Why? Because if there was 59 the first time, so the chal itself basically didn't become aser. So therefore, the second time around also, chal min haminyan. But if there was, let's say, 40 kazesim the first time, so then the kal became aser, and the second time around, I'll need shishim, right? That's what the Rashba says. There's a yesh omrim, so again, do you need 59 the second time or 60 the second time? According to the Rambam, you always need 59 the second time. According to the Rashba, if there wasn't 59 the first time, you need 59. You need shishim the second time. If there was 59 the first time, you don't need shishim the second time. You need only 59 the second time. And according to the yesh omrim in the Ran, even if there was 59, there was not 59 the first time. Even if there was 59 the first time, since Shavua Kinevela, so you would always need Shishim the second time. Okay, forget that position for now. That doesn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch. So the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch are the Rambam and Rashba. And the Mechaber, there's a Machlokas in the Beis Yosef, between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, what the Ran held. There's a lot of discussion here, but bottom line, the Mechaber and Sif Aleph paskind like the Rambam, and the Ramah paskind like the Rashba. The Levush happened to actually paskind like that, Yesh Omrim in Iran, if you're interested. Someone did paskind like that. Okay, so what's the pshat in the machlokas Rambam and Rashbam? So this isn't clear, but there's a very famous Taz who offers the following explanation. The Taz writes, and this is the minug among many people who is to skip Simen Sadi, except for this Taz. So I'm not endorsing that view, but it's a Yesh Omrim. Shasat Chak, we're so mech on the Yesh Omrim. So if there's one thing that you need to take away from this Simen, the Yesh Omrim says it's this Taz. So the Taz says, what is the machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rashba? It's whether we say Chanan for Basar Bechal of Durabanan. Meaning to say as follows. When you cook it the first time, so let's imagine there was not shishim, right? So now this has become basar b'chal of derabbanan. So how is it that the Rambam says that it's enough to have 59 the second time around? Aye, it's basar b'chal of derabbanan. Must be we don't say chanan by basar b'chal of derabbanan. What does it mean not to say Chanan by Basar Bechal of Derabbanan? We imagine that this is Basar, and the Basar is regular old Basar, and it has Chalav, and that's regular old Chalav. They happen to be mixed together, so therefore you're not allowed to eat them right now, but the Basar didn't turn into Nevela, the Chalav didn't turn into Nevela. There's an Issur Derabbanan to eat them when they're mixed, but if for example, you were mevatel the tam chalav a little bit later, so then it would be mutter. In other words, it's just like shari surim if you don't say chanan. Just like for shari surim if I don't say chanan. Let's say I had one kazais of nevela and 40 kazaisim of potatoes and I cooked them together. So vade, all 40 potatoes can't be eaten. But let's say I add another 20 potatoes. L'chatchila, I'm not allowed to. In mevatel neser l'chatchila. But if I did, so now I cook them together. So now it becomes mutter. Truth is, it's not the best example because of the Rashba, but for now, that's the basic idea. Let's say everything was mixed together, so that would be true. Good. So that's what we would say for all cases of Basar Bechal of Derabbanan. And the Taz says, I see another place where the Rambam writes this. The Rambam in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chav Zayin writes the following. What's the halacha? Ketzat. Chalav shenafa l'kadera sheyesh ba basar of. So you have basar of, and you have chalav v'nasantam, right? So there's 40 kazaisim of chicken, one kazais of milk. So of course it's asur midrabanan to eat this. However, mar be'alav basar of, acher, ad sheyivatel hatam, so you just add another 20 kazaisim of potato or chicken, and now everything is mutter. Now, why is that? Or maybe 19 kazaisim, right? Because it's derabanan. But why is it mutter? Aye, chanan answers the Taz, because the Rambam holds that we don't say chanan by basar bechal of derabanan. Why are you allowed to be marbe? Because remember, the Gemara said that for Isurim de Rabbanan, we're allowed to be marbe. We don't say bitalis or l'chatchila, though we don't paskin that way. The Rambam held that way. So therefore, you could add more chicken to the mix and be matir this. Now, of course, if you said chanan, it won't help if I add 19 or 20 more kazaisim of chicken. So I'll just aser those. Answer, says the Taz, for basar bechal of de Rabbanan, We don't say Hanan. Now, what did the Rashba hold? Why did the Rashba hold that if originally there was, let's say, 40 kazaisim keneged the chal, then the second time around I'll need 60 kazaisim? Because we do say Hanan by basar bechal of derabbanan, and therefore, on the second time around, you'll need shishim if you didn't have 59 the first time. So that is the explanation of the Taz. Now, there's a fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eger here. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, maybe that's not the pshat in the machlokas. You could explain the mechaber differently, that the reason is because the chal became aser like shari surim, and that's why there's no chanan. Because once basar b'chalav is created, and then it asers something else, it has the din of shari surin, and the mechaber holds that there's no chanan by shari surin. So it's not because there's no chanan by bas mechalav de rabbanan, according to the mechaber, even if that's the view of the Rambam, it's because it's treated as chanan by shari surin. And there is no chanan by shari surin. But then Rabbi Kiviger points out that we know that's not the view of the mechaber, as we saw from Simen Kuf Gimel. The mechaber holds that pre-created basa b'chalav is treated like basa b'chalav and not chanan b'shari suin. And then Rabbi Kiviger says, well, so then the Taz must be right in the mechaber, but why did the mechaber hold this very strange shita? The view of the shach over there to treat pre-created basa b'chalav as shari suin seems to make sense. And Rabbi Kiviger talks about where the Mechaber might have come up with this and why it's correct and why it isn't correct. So fascinating, Rabbi Kiviger, ayin sham. Just a couple more very brief points. We'll just finish up. The Rambam writes, if you learn like, I'll say it like this. Let's say you didn't salt a piece of meat. So a non-salted piece of meat is really very similar to the case of chal, meaning to say there's dam in this meat. It's not balua betocho, in the sense there's no blios, it's just kamas betocho. So let's say I went ahead and I forgot to salt my meat and I threw it in my chalent. So now, do I need shishim or do I need 59? So if you hold that the reason for kal that you need 59 is because of the Rambam, because it's chal of shchut is only the Rabbanan, so then you'd have to be machmir for chaticha shelo nimlacha. But if you say the reason is, let's say, like the Rashba, that this is just heter with iser kanus betocho as opposed to balua betocho, so then in chaticha shelo nimlacha you'd only need 59. So the Taz says that another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba would be, do you need shishim keneged chaticha shelo nimlacha or 59? Then the Taz says, well, we get into trouble because the Rush and the Tur hold you need shishim. He says, well, maybe they hold like the Rambam, and he deals with that issue. He has a problem because the Taz says that, won't get into it now. But the question is if you think the Taz assumes that you would have to be, you would be Mekil here, you'd be Machmir here if you learned like the Rambam because Dam is Deraisa. But then how do you explain the Rush and the Tur? So maybe you'll say no, because Dam Shabishla is only Derabanan. That's the Nechudas HaKesef's question on the Taz. And Ricky Vager points out that there's a Stira in the Taz. So if we had time, we would go through that issue, but we don't. So, ayin sham betinsa nachas. Two other small points just to point out so you know. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes down to chal, should you decide that you wish to have some chal. So, the minhag is, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, not to be mevashel chal at all. Not with other meat, not even with potatoes. Why not? The Taz of Katan Zayin writes, it's Gzeira Shema lo yikre'enu v'yavashlenu im basar acher. The Taz Shach Chaf Aleph writes, Gzeira Shema yavashlenu im basar. The Taz and the Shach might be saying the same thing, might be saying different things, ayin the Prima Gadim. And the Gra writes, that's because if you wanted to be able to cook chal, you would need separate pans to cook chal, because the kli, the pot that you use to cook the chal would basically become usher. And because we're concerned that people wouldn't do that or the like, so the minhag developed not to cook chal at all, only to roast chal. Roasting chal, take on a chart, is more chal. How much more chal? Ayin sham. One last interesting point. There's a discussion, I won't even talk about the context now, since we're out of time, about the machlokas between the Shach and the Taz Sifkat and Yud Beis, and the Shach and the Nekudas Kesef, about the parameters of Gzera L'Gzera. The simple machlokas is that the Taz says something should be mutter because it's Gzera L'Gzera, and the Shach says You can't ask that question because you can't be Madame Xeros Luxeros, and we're always Gozer Xeroxera. However, if you look at it, it might be a little more nuanced, and it might reflect a more general point as to how to view Xeros Luxeros. So Ayin Shem, if you want more. So Bezras Hashem, on Monday, we will start Simen Tzadi Aleph.